Parshas Nitzavim. This year it's just Parshas Nitzavim. Many years it's Nitzavim Vayelech. Parshas Atem Nitzavim Ayoyim Kulchem. We're standing right before Rosh Hashanah Be'emes. The original Atem Nitzavim was on Zayin Adar. Moshe Rabbeinu was B'yoyim Ptirosei, talking to Klal Yisrael. A great Tzachsoichet for Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam in Hilchis Tshuva writes, Afal pi shetkiya shofar b'Rosh Hashanah gzeiras melechu remez yesh bedavar uru yishenim mishinaschem. So it's a fascinating diak. That's how he's supposed to be medayik a Rambam. The Rambam is not in Hilchis Shofar. It's in Hilchis Tshuva. In Hilchis Shofar he doesn't make mention of this concept. And the reason is, as he says in Hilchis Tshuva, Afal pi shetkiya shofar b'Rosh Hashanah gzeiras melechu. The emes is that tkiya shofar is a gzeiras hakosef. We do it because it's gzeiras melech. In Hilchis Shofar, he wouldn't make mention of a reason. In Hilchis Tshuva, when he's talking about Tshuva, he says that there's a remez in the Inyan of Shofar, Eldik, Rashan also about it, but there's a remez, Uri Yishenem Mishinaschem. But with B'Shoirish Hadid, it's Gzeiris Melech. The emes is, it's a Mefurshe Gemara, there's a famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tez Zayin. The Gemara says, Loma Toikin B'Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara right away asks, Loma Toikin? Rachmana Omar Tiku. What says? Malchiyos, Gzeiris HaKosov. The Gemara continues, Loma toikin kishehim yoishvin, the toikin kishehim oimdim. And the Gemara says, the famous Gemara, kadela arvin es hasaton. Over the tchilas, the Gemara was, Loma toikin rachman omer tiku. And the same in the Rambam, even in Hilchis Tshuva, he says, gzeiras melech. It's even more, the emesis, it's brought down in the Svarim, that tkiya shofar, the emesis, me'oirer din, not rachim. And it's yoim adin, and it's me'oirer din. Now we're looking for me'oirer rachim. Now what's the pshat? Gzeiras melech. We do it because the Torah says, the rachman omer tiku. It's going to be Ma'ir Adin, we chayim mitzvah Hashem. And that brings rachamim. Because the Klal Yisrael is nichna and does what Tzivei Abayra is, lamrot, in spite of the fact that it's Ma'ir Adin, that brings rachamim. Now we know the trick. But the etzem in the Tzuras HaDvarim, that's the Inyan. Now it's brought down in the Machzor from Rav Sadia going 10 reasons in the Inyan of Shofar. There are many others, but it's in Makubal, we bring down the 10 reasons of Rav Sadia. I'm not going through all 10. But I noticed an interesting thread between some of the reasons that the emes in the Shoyrish HaDvarim, it's Hainu Hach, watch. One thing the Rav Zadi Goyim says is Malchiyos, it's a Yoyim HaMamlocha, a Hamlocha, a coronation to a king, the day that he becomes king, the day that he became king, the anniversary of the day that he became king, you takeh b'shoifer, Malchiyos. Another reason is Itaka brings the Rambam of Tshuva, it's not the Rambam, it's Rav Zadi Goyim, doesn't bring the Rambam, but he brings the idea that it's to be Ma'ir for Tshuva. And another pshat he says is, it's Zecher to the Akedah Yitzchok. Now it's interesting because Parsha Zecher to the Akedah could mean it's a Zecher to be Ma'ir the Schus Avos. Avram did that and it's Ma'ir us that we have Schus Avos. But there's a T for Azak, we say in the Tefillah, that when Ma'ir the same way Avram Avinu was Nichna and did Tzivu Yaboyre to do go against his Teva and Makrav Yitzchok, so also Kodesh Baruch Hu should be Kodesh Racham of, and for us, Kodesh Kasa and we bring Rachamim. It's really all the same thing. Malchis, what is Malchis? Being nichna to the Melech. What's Tshuva? Being nichna to the Melech. What's being zeicher in the Akedah? To remind ourselves to follow in Avram's footsteps to be nichna to the Melech. So it's all, it's separate reasons, but b'sheirish sharsham echad. The Taz brings that Shofar is Rosh HaTevis, Ein Satan ve'ein Pegaras. Satan ve'ein pegara is shin vav peiresh. Now it's a little more than that. Some cipher spells on this task. It says ein satan ve'ein pegara. Where's the aleph? Ashoifer. Where's the aleph? What's more, maybe it's ein satan ve'yesh pegara. Maybe it should be ein satan ein pegara. To be clear about that, the Chassam cipher wants to suggest the makar for this task is really in an earlier makar. He says maybe it was something else. Shoifer is ekel akeda, and by the akeda there was eish and efer. He says the aleph of Eish and the Aleph of Efer is the two Alephs. One is Hashem and one is Klal Yisrael. And when Klal Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael is Mamlech HaKodesh Baruch Hu, they come as one, Aleph Aleph, what are you left with from Eish and Efer? Shofar. And that's Ein Satan, Ein Pegara, is the Rosh HaTevis of Eish and Efer. It's interesting, we blow the Shofar on Malchus, Zechroinus, and Shofarus. This foreign bring that Malchus, Zechroinus, and Shofarus is also a Schus Ovois. Malchus is Avram. Avram was the one that was Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu first, Yesh Odein Levi Rezu. Zichroinois is Yitzchok, Zecher L'Akedas Yitzchok, and Shofrois, Shofar of Matan Torah, another aspect in Shofar, Yaakov, Titan Emes the Yaakov, Yaakov is Torah. So Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, Malchus, Zichroinois Shofars. Navada, that's the Ikar Ayoim, is the Shoifrois, that's Vada the Deraisa, and Pashtas, there's a Deraisa to say the Malchis, the Chaynas, the Shoifrois, and to be Tegeya on those Psukim, on those Brachas. It's all a Deraisa. There's another Inyan we do on Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says, Simna Milsa. And the Gemara says it's an Inyan to eat Karti, Ruvia, different vegetables that are Meramis for a good year. There's other Menhagim that we do. We eat Dogim, Roish, Shildog, Tapuach, Mosoik, Nitvash, Rimon. There's various things that we do. Some of them, again, are Minhaga, Medina de Gemara, and there are other Minhaga that developed in the Klal Yisrael. But we have to realize it's not just for the Simen. We have to realize that the Ikar is, I heard once a Mashal, there was once this rich Poritz from one of the towns. He went to the big city and he bought a parakeet that Mamish knows how to talk. It was all in the skull, very expensive. Now his neighbor, a Pashta guy, was jealous. Oh, I saw one. He heard it's very expensive, but he went and bought it. He was Ma'asif Pruta, the Pruta, and he went and bought also one of these parakeets. And then, first day in his Indian, he went and took the parakeet, he cooked it into a soup, and it didn't taste good. Best of a chicken, you know? Not so. He went to the person, he spent 2,000 ruble on this thing. It wasn't even tasty. He said, Tipish, it's not to eat. It talks, the parrot. The Sim, the Milsa Avada, we're supposed to eat it. The Gemara says he's supposed to eat Karati Ruvia, all these things. Oh, but not to forget, the Ikar is Nishtza Essendos. The Ikar is the Yehiratzen, that you say on it, that it should Taka bring on. The Yehiratzen should bring on Taka to Tich L'Shana V'Kil L'Yseh and Tach L'Shana V'Bir Chayseh, that it should Taka bring on these Inyonim. Now we're holding Mamash at the process of the end of Elul, and entering the granites of Tavshin Bei Gimel. It's interesting, in the Olam HaYeshivas, it's a Zman. The Zman is Mamshif. It's not the Zman, we learn the Zel Bazach, Ashileach, Azoyer, whatever we're learning, but it's a gate. Einochanant, it's one Hemshich. But it's coming, it's Tavshin Bei Beis, and it's going to turn into Tavshin Bei Gimel. It's coming from Elul, and it's going to turn into Tishrei. There's a Mabel de Gazach, this forum talk about the fact that there are 30 days in Elul, and the Emes Tzazaman with the Seres Yimei Tshuva, 40 days, there's Big Inyonim, and what's the 40, 30? Over first, to first day, what we have over here. The Maharil is a Kadmai, the Ramah brings always the Maharil, the Menhagim of the Maharil. The Maharil says that you're not supposed to be Mekabel Rosh Hashanah early. A lot of Yom Tovim, Shabbosim, we can be Kabel early, and Moisif Michael Lakoidish. He says, no, Rosh Hashanah, we're not Moisif Michael Lakoidish. He says, why? He says, because you're going to turn it into Rosh Hashanah a few minutes early. Do tribes Tavek, a few minutes of Elul. You know what's Elul? Now Tishrei has to, we can talk about that also. Tishrei has its in Yonam Avada. Aber to the tribe and Abyssal from Aparmanut from Elul, versus Aparmanut from Elul. Not Shaykh, not to take away the Yakris of what could be in an Elul. Now, this is a fascinating horror. Erev Rosh Hashanah, a lot of you, daven Mincha late, right before Yom Tif. You davening Mincha. Borech Aleinu, es Hashanah Hazois. Which Shana are we talking about? Nisht Tavshin Pei Gimel. It's another 20 minutes only. And we make a bracha, Borech Aleinu, es Hashanah Hazois, Tavshin Pei Beis. So I heard once some Mali Musa squeeze out, Zesta, what's the Yakros of Zman? A few minutes. What a few minutes is. But there's another connection. It's not some a few minutes. From El. A few minutes from El. From Shemitah. But from El. A person has to realize the Yakros of how important these times are. I heard over at Tushtel, very interesting, there's a Hagoyis Ashri in Baba Metzia, in Eila Metzias. He brings an interesting shayla. A Nochri sold a chavis of bdil, a barrel of bdil is some kind of material that you need to fix the roof, and he sold this barrel of bdil to a Yisrael, and the Yisrael sold it to another Yisrael. And the thing is, the Goy had left a bunch of gold zehuvim, gold coins, on the bottom of the barrel. And, okay, I lost with the Goy, but the two Yidden went to a Din Torah. The first he sold to the second he found the golden coins. And the Hagoyis Ashri brings from the Urayim that it belongs to the second one. He says, the first one didn't know he has gold in that barrel, it's not considered his. The second one was Zoych, King Chatzar, it's his. Aber the first one can't say that he was ready, he was Zoych in it. As Mavesnisht, if you don't even know about the gold that you have there in your barrel, if you don't know, you have to realize, the person has to realize what kind of Yakrus that he has. Zman, or Bechlal, Koychis, Yecholis that he has. I think we spoke the other time that the Imri Emes used to say, we give a chassan a golden watch. What's the pshat? You give him a golden azeger. He says, Shteltzefer, you give someone a matona. I don't know what's the matona, but the wrapping of the matona is made out of gold. Shteltzefer, what's inside the paper, what's inside the box? The wrapping, real gold, not the gold from China, yeah? Real gold. So if the wrapping is gold, Shteltzefer, so a watch, a golden watch, is the gold is the wrapping on the zman, on the time. to realize it. But you have to realize it. You have to realize that yakras of that gold. If you don't realize it, then segei gechlisht. Parshas Nitzavim has 40 psukim. And it says, Benes, the remez, every parsha has a remez of a word that says a remez at the end of the parsha. Levavoy. Levavoy is gematria 40. Parshas, why levavoy? I mean, it's gematria 40, yeah, but a lot of other words, gematria 40. But it's because in the parsha it says, Ish asher levavoy poina hayoin, which is not such a good thing. But it's more than that, it's ben arboyim. Arboyim is bina, ben arboyim lebina. And bina is in the heart. That person has to know to make a mapecha. Ulevava yoshiv, ulevava yovin, vishav v'rofaloi. We say in next verse after, ulevava yovin, shav v'rofaloi. Levavoy. The arboyim, lebina, is that in the lave comes the bina. Now, where do we create this arboyim? And this is the arboyim we spoke. It's from Rosh Hashanah, from Rosh Chodesh Elul. Till Yom Kippur is the arboyim. Now, it's very interesting. I heard over Parshas Vayelech. This year, it's separate Parshas. Vayelech is 30 psukim. Because that's also when in 30, you know, tzaddikim, nechtofim v'nechtofim la'altar already on Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur is for the Beinonim. So there's a mahalach to pull it off in 30 days. That already Rosh Hashanah, we pile touch. That's Vayelech, it's 30 days. Nitzavim is a different madrig, it's 40. We'll continue this theme. Parshas Ha'azinu has 52 psukim. 52 is from Rosh Chodesh Elul all the way to Hashanah Rabbah, Shmini Atzeres. Right? Agit Tekvitel. Some people don't pile even from Yom Kippur, you need to still ups. All that together, though, 30, 40, and 52, is 122. And Parshas Kisavai, with the Toichacha, has also 122 psukim. There's 122 days all the way till Zayis Chanukah. That is far from saying that you can do things then, but don't procrastinate like that. It's better to do 30, and if not 40, if not 52. Nisht Oiskeschlept, biz, Now again, this year Nitzavim Vayelech is separately. Most of the years it goes together, and that's interesting. When it's Taket Sezamen, when Nitzavim Vayelech, if you look at the Psukim Be'emes, Nitzavim Vayelech is always at the granites between Elul and Tishrei. This year Taket split. Nitzavim is in Elul, and Vayelech is in Tishrei. Nitzavim Meshayech Taket to Elul. Elul, according to the Cheshbon, we always speak that the Parshiyah, that the Shvotim are connected different Chadoshim. There's different Shittas in this, but let's go. According to the Mahalat that it goes, it starts from Nisan, Alpi the Seder, the Golem. So Elul is God. Right? Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, Reuven, Shimon, God. Elul is God. And God is Shaykh to Moshe Rabbeinu. God wants that Moshe Rabbeinu should be buried in his Chelik. Tishrei is Ephraim. Ephraim is already Yeshua. There's Moshe and Yeshua. Look at the Psukim. Parshas Nitzavim is all about Moshe, and then it's transitioning to, it's giving over to Yeshua. And Yeshua is from Shevet Ephraim. So we have Elul and Tishrei. Now, which is starker? Elul is Moshe, we're saying. Tishrei is Yeshua. But we spoke before. The Maril says, Mitraib Tishtabek, Afilo Apor Menut Fan Elul. Elul, Tishrei will get to. Elul, yet, is we want to have a right taka every brekala from Elul. Now, there's a fascinating Nakuda in the beginning of Parshas Nitzavim, which is Mamish also Shaychis to the Inyon of the Yoyma. You look at the beginning, Rashi says, Atam Nitzavim Ayoyim Kulchem. So Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Klal Yisrael, Shomu was Kol HaToichichos, all the Tzadiches Klolos, with the Memtes Klolos, Hayriku Pineyem, Va'omru, Miyuchalamid Be'elu, how are we going to stay by all these Klolos? Hischil Moshe Lefaisom, Atem Nitzavim Hayoim, Har Behichastem Lamokoim, V'loi Osa Eschem Kliya, Itchem Kliya, V'arei Atem Kayomim Lefonov. Interesting Rashi. Moshe Rabbeinu sees that Klal Yisrael is turning green. Hayriku Paneim, good shepherd, from the Toichacha. So what does he say? Don't worry, everything's good. Hakol b'seder. Yeah, this is Hakol b'seder. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. He's mezalzel in the whole. The Toichacha is an Eretz Tzav. No, Moshe Rabbeinu was machin Rabbeinu. Don't worry, Hakol yeh b'seder. The Emes says this is mamish what, as we're preparing for Rosh Hashanah, there's a shtel. On one hand, Rosh Hashanah, it says Klal Yisrael is semechim, ubetuchim, shakodesh baruch hu oisel hemneis. And the Pasuk says in Nehemiah, Chedvas Hashem, Himo'uzchem. We spoke the other week that the one place in Gantz Tanakh that it says Chodesh Elul is talked about over there by Nehemiah. It talks about that by Yehi, it was yesterday. The Chodesh Elul, the Esrim HaChamisha, the Chodesh, Hushlam HaChoyma, Batishlam HaChoyma, the Esrim HaChamisha, the Elul. When they're trying to rebuild the base HaMikdosh, the Choyma was built on Chof Hei Elul is the first day of the Briah. That's when the base HaMikdosh's wall was rebuilt. We spoke the other week that Rosh Hashanah is Gematria, Beis HaMikdash, 861. That says the process of rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash is the process of Rosh Hashanah. And that's where it says Elul, and then on Rosh Hashanah, Nechemya gives his big speech. He says, Ched Bas Hashem Imoschem. Everyone should be freilich. What's so freilich? It was the freilich. They all had Goyish wives. It was a whole, it wasn't the Pashtazach. It was the Koimitz of Klal Yisrael, and they had to rebuild. We're talking about second Beis HaMikdash. It's not the first Beis HaMikdash, it's the second Beis HaMikdash. Klal Yisrael was in a Sivisa Matzah. But Nechemya Doch says, Ched Bas Hashem Imoschem. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Atem Oindim. But on the other hand, Avadah is a Pachad, it's Yom Adin, and we have to do tshuva, and it's not so Pashtazach our situation. So it's Morkav. Not an Esrik. It's Morkav. It's confusing. The balance between on Rosh Hashanah on one hand to be besimcha, and on the other hand the ritzinus of the day is be'etzim the same kasha we're asking over here. What does it mean that there's a toichacha? But then Moshe Rabbeinu says, don't worry. So there's a lot of different pshatim. Vos takashteita and the Ashtam Nitzavim and memeila to understand what's going on Rosh Hashanah. The Eretz Tzach in the Leva Leyo, he speaks about this by Rikas. He says, the ikar is you have to take it seriously. You have to take it seriously. And he says, it's a mefurish pasuk. There's a toichacha. But then Moshe says, don't worry. But then look at the hemshach pasuk in the parsha. Pen yeshpachem isha isha mishpachay shevet asher levavoy poin hayoyim. Mishrivus libu yeilich. Lo yoy v'hashem sloyach loy. Ki oz yeshanaf Hashem v'kenasi b'shuvu v'rov tzvoy kolo ola haksuva b'sefer hazeh. That says, there was a toicha, and it's yet to the letter of the law. Nor hayriku pneyem. Moshe Rabbeinu says, aha! Hayriku pneyem shows that you, Taka, understood. You understood the ritzinus of the inyan. If you understood the ritzinus of the inyan, so that itself is the teretz that you'll buy state. You can say it into the words, atem. Atem is even mikir tizak. It's the same letter as Rosh Tevis. Chap, this is dog ishrei. If you chap, that is this scream of seriousness. Arye yishov milayir, arye rosh tevis el roshani yom kippur shan rabbi. You realize this ishrei. That itself is the teretz of atam nitzavim ayin. Another pshat. What could be the teretz side to what not to worry about the toich and side? What's the derech tzugang to go to Rosh Hashanah? Is Nitzavim. Nitzavim, I saw one of the Svarim, is Schus Ovis. Why? Avram Yitzchak Yaakov is Bakoil Mikol Kol. By Avram it says Bakoil, by Yitzchak it says Mikol, by Yichol Mikol, and by Yaakov it says Yeshli Koil. Bakoil, Mikol, Koil. It's Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, is Gematria Nitzavim. 192. Nitzavim. So Schus Ovis, that's another Tzugang. Another Tzugang is Hayoim in Zoyar State. Hayoim, I'm going to the Pasuk Pashat. Hayoim, whenever it says Hayoim, it means Rosh Hashanah. Dos Alein. The schus of being on the Yom HaMamlocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that itself is a schus. Atem nitzavim hayoim kulchem. Kulchem is also an interesting nekuda that maybe is going to help us understand how we can go to Rosh Hashanah and why it's going to be a siba to be able that we're going to stay it by. So on this farm it says, Yoim Teruah Yielachem. So about the Teruah means the Shofar, but there's another pshat. Teruah could be a lashon of Reyus. Ava, Achva, Shalom, V'Reyus. Friendship, connection between Reyim, between one Yid and another Yid. On Rosh Hashanah we go over each one to each other and we say, the Emes, Nikol Alev, we say, the Shana Tovah, the Kosev, the Emes, Vinchon, Yadreina, a few days before, Vinchon. It's brought down the halacha in Shulchan Aruch that a person is supposed to ask mechila erev Yom Kippur. The Chaya Odin brings other the kids of Shulchan Aruch also. I saw in the Dirsh they bring it. That already erev Hashanah it's kedai. In Shulchan Aruch says erev Yom Kippur. It says it's kedai. Kedai far Rosh Hashanah already. A gavisa inyan of reyus. Yoim teruah. If there's a yoim of reyus, that itself brings down Olo Elokim bisruah. Elokim is midas adin. The midas adin goes up, goes away. If it's Bisruah, if Klal Yisrael is Ba'achdus, Kulchem, that we're all together. Because when Klal Yisrael is all together, the Ma'aridic Lashon of the Torah, says, when he talks about Rosh Hashanah, whether it's supposed to be a Yom of Simcha, right? There's a whole Shailah in the Torah. Shulchan Aruch brings 2 days. If he's supposed to fast on Yom Kippur, he's supposed to eat on Yom Kippur. On one hand, he said, Nechemya says, Ched Bas Hashem Imoschem. On the other hand, his Shittus, he could fast, he should fast, he could fast. So the lashon of the Torah is Avol Yisrael Leivshim Levanim Va'ichlam V'Shoisim Usmeichim V'Yedua Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Yaseh Lohem Nes as a tzibur Betuchim Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Oiseh Lohem Nes. Maybe a yochid has to be scared, but if it's kulchem, if we realize that we are in tzibur. Lo hibit oven biyakov is gematria tzibur. Gematria rachamim. Because we won't look at the chet. Lo hibit oven biyakov is tzibur, is rachamim. And bechlal, when even a yochid, there's such a thing as a yochid who's not living for himself. He's a yochid who does things for the klal. You know, Chaim Shmulevitz always used to say, he brought down from the Sab Minavarik, says, you know, it says, Beinonim Tluyim Vo'imdim. So the Sab Minavarik says, Beinonim Tluyim Vo'imdim is not such a good matzah. It means he's mamish hanging already. His neck is around the noose. They're just mamish about to hang. Tluyim Vo'imdim. Mamish, the lets them in a. But Zakhar Chaim always says, even a ganef who's already on the Tliya, if the Tzibur needs him, if there's a reason why the Tzibur needs him, the Melech realizes that the Tzibur needs him, they'll take him back. They'll take him back. If a person is mu'urav im hatzibur, he's gecheshven differently. Rabbi Leblan writes on the pasuk in Ho'azinu, Kel emuna ve'ein ovel, which is a modern lashon. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do an avla. That's an understatement. It means no. Kel emuna. Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'etzem deals with you mamish gleich how it's supposed to be. But if you're a person who's mu'urav with other people, if you're going to have a tsar or a tsara or binelam or whatever is going to happen to you is going to affect domino effect other people, and they're not deserving of what that should be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu factors that in. Now that's a complex judgment. That's the Bashefes Cheshbon, it's the Hedikavshet Rachman Olam Aloch. But Kel Amunah Ve'ein Ovel, if you're a Tzibur, the person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cheshbons you based on the Toitzoyis of what will happen to you based on others. I heard once a Moshul, there's such a thing as a Klal Yisrael Yid. In Arbet Farah Bashefer, you know, there's Olam Haz is a very expensive hotel. Very expensive hotel. And Medav Tzolom, you have to pay at the end. But some people have the corporate credit card, you know. It's a different credit card. It's a different cheshbon. It's not a personal cheshbon. It's for the business. The b'shefes business. It gets paid. The business pays for the business class. It's a different cheshbon. Someone that lives klal yisrael dik, lives tzibur dik, lives kulchem dik. So if he lives a kulchem dik life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taka treats him as such. That's it's a medrash tanchuma afen earth here in the parasha taka by nitzavim. Ata nitzavim kulchem. The Medrash Tanchuma brings an interesting lashon. Says, when will HaKadosh Baruch Hu taka be shayim on you? Bizman shekulchem aguda echos. Shenemar chayim kulchem ayoyim. He says, minik shabayim, if a person has a reed, it's very easy to just crack it and break it. But if you have aguda shel konim, a whole bundle of reeds, miyuchal l'shoivram. A reed, a pina could break, one reed. I gave a marshal, the Olam doesn't know this, maybe when he asked the Zaydans about it. There was something called a phone book. It was very, very thin paper. Yeah, it had all the phone numbers from everyone in ganze Stadt. So one paper of that, it could be easily ripped, but the whole 500, 1,000 papers of this Zaftige book, couldn't rip such a book. Yeah, a Gibor would be able to rip a phone book. That's this membership. If Klal Yisrael is Tzizamen, you know, the Ramani Panu writes, it says, the Pasuk says, Bonim Atem Lashem Alekechem, not Ben, Bonim, when we're Bonim, when we're Tzizamen, when we're Mu'uchodim. And the emes is, it's much deeper than that. It's not a zaitig in the kuda that we should be ba'achtas. We spoke in the beginning that Rosh Hashanah is betzim a yom of malchias. Over ein melech b'loy om. The pasuk says, v'yehi b'yeshurin, we say it in the malchias, v'yehi b'yeshurin melech. But when? This asef Rosh Hashanah, yachad shifta Yisrael. When klal Yisrael is ba'achtus, it's not a zaitig of prat, that's also a bitu of malchias. When we say yom true is that we should be working on chibur in ben adam lechaveroi, that's another aspect of malchios. That's what malchios is. Kadesh tamlichuni aleichem as a group. Hey, you go to the melech, you kick everyone away. Yeah, I'm here. He wants to see the tzibur. He doesn't want to see you. He wants to see bis asif rosh yom yachad shifte Yisrael. I saw Moir the Kazakh. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah be'etzem. The Gemara in Daf Yitzayin Rosh Hashanah explains by Richas that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is miyachas to us different during aseres mitshuva v'himotzoi. It's a serious mechuva. And the Gemara also makes a chiluk between a yochanan and a tzibur, and it has steers from places when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be oikar gzeirinat. One of the psukim the Gemara brings is yordei ha'om ba'aniyos. And the Gemara says, oh, that's yechidim. So frek t'shem yishmul, why is that yechidim? It could be a big boat. Well, who says it? Why is yordei ha'om ba'aniyos called yechidim? It could be a lot of people on the boat. It could be a minion on the boat. He says, yeah, mach nishtois. But the boat means it was a whole bunch of yechidim. That when everyone came with his thing, he had to go on this boat. It's yechidim that when it's damnu to the aniyah, that's not a tzibur. The tzibur has to be taket tzizamen. When the tzibur is taket tzizamen, then you have the koyach of kulchem. And there's one other nakuda. We read the pasuk. Atem, we said, is every mikir tizak, that it should be serious. Nitzavim, we said, is chesovis. Hayoim is Rosh Hashanah. Kulchem, the koyach of achdus. And there's one more nakuda. Lifnei Hashem alekeichem. His batlus to the Rabbanu Shleiman. The in Lakuti Amorim and Sefer HaTanya, in the Perek Lama Beis, he brings, the Gemara says that the Ger asked Hillel to teach him Kol HaTerakula. Hillel said, Ma da'aloch sani l'chavrach l'isavit, which means, Benot l'chaveroi, v'hat l'recha kamoicha. Why is that Kol HaTerakula? So he explains, because Klal Yisrael be'etzem, only klape the gufan, the mochlokim. Gufan, mochlokim, the guf, everyone is his own guf. But in the Shairish HaNeshama, we're all one. We're all the chelek alekamimah, we're all the fnei Hashem alekechem kipshutai. Bazoi, if we realize that, the darga of shtel itzu, every yachid, and to shtel itzu to different yachidim, is because you realize that everyone has taka neshama that's a chelek alekamimah, and as such, trying to help him is also the same as shtel itzu to the bashefer. When everyone is equal and all klapi the bashefer, that's the ultimate surah of the world, that's going to be lifnei Hashem alekechem. Then the world comes back to tikkunoi, and maybe we can come full circle, pun unintended. We spoke a few weeks ago that the emes already from chamisha osar ba'av we start saying ksiva v'chasim etoiva. We said chamisha osar ba'av is gematria ksiva v'chasim etoiva 928, but the taich is like this. The Bnei Soscha writes, what's Chamisha Sabav, Tu Ba'av? Tes Vav Bi Aleph Beis. What's the 15th letter of the Aleph Beis? A Samach. What's a Samach? A round circle. What's a round circle? Oser HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasis Mochoy L'Tzadikim V'yoysha B'neim V'kol Echad V'echad Mare Be'etzboi. What's the geometrical and the tifakai of the taich of a circle? All the equidistant points between the midpoint. The midpoint is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's Be'emtza. And all the tzaddikim are in the circle, but they're all equal. There's no one on top, no one on bottom, there's no top. It's all shoveh. When it's all shoveh, and everyone is equal, and ba'achdus, that's the ultimate way of being mevate malchios. And kol echad echad ma'ara be'etzboi. So from chamisha sabav was that theme all the way now into Rosh Hashanah. That's what we're trying to do. This is the kuda of everyone being equal. You know, there's a part, I think Rav Menachem Mendel Rimnuf, when you have two yudalach next to each other, that's the way we write Shem Hashem. Yud Yud is the way, it's not really a shame. Shem is Yudkevavki, but in printed Sidurim and Chumashim, Yud Yud is Shem Hashem. But when one yud is on top of the other yud, that's the end of the pasuk. Soif pasuk, two dots on the end. When one yud is on top of the other yud, that's the soif pasuk, that's the end of the road, then it's over. But dafka, when kulam b'shove, kulchem, in the oifen of why we kulchem, maybe I'm talking about it, no, because klapi lefnei Hashem alekechem, kulam shovim, that should taka be oimed us for a schus. Tataka bi atem nitzavim ayem kulchem lefnei Hashem alekeichem. You should be zoiche to a good gevench to York, see the chsim etoiv at all. Thank you.